This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how big data may be finally helping the poor fight predatory payday lenders. For a change, big data seems to have been enlisted in a good fight rather than for spying on us or selling politicians in schlock. With the recent action of the state legislature, Alabama became the 13th state, along with Illinois and Florida and others, to require payday lenders to report their customers to a central statewide database so that there's a serious effort to curtail the number and amount of allowable predatory loans. Studies done by professors and researchers working with Acorn Canada almost 10 years ago found that borrowers tended to take out more than a dozen loans over an 18-month period while trapped in the payday loan cycle. Research by the Pew Charitable Trust in the United States has found that the average loan is about $375 in 2010, and 12 million Americans were caught in a similar payday lending cycle. The database is useful because it forces the lenders to check the information before allowing multiple or untimely loans to the same entrapped debtors. The rules in many states force a cooling-off period between when one payday loan is paid and another can be taken. Other states have a limit of $500 in cumulative loans. A centralized and shared database can finally bring enforcement into an area where abuse was always miles ahead of the best intentions of the laws trying to curb them. Furthermore, it's working. You can tell by the squealing of the stuck pigs in the payday lending industry. According to the Wall Street Journal, BorrowSmart, as the trade group of predators calls themselves, is whining about the fact that in South Carolina, for example, since the implementation of the database, the number of licensed storefront lenders has gone from 663 in 2009 to 419 by 2011, 2 years later. Unfortunately, this is still a ripoff out of control. The volume of payday loans is now almost $50 billion per year, and many who are desperate for cash, along with the predators hungry for profits, are trying to escape regulation by going online. 38% of payday lending is now online, compared to only 13% even 5 years ago. Many of these lenders are trying to escape regulation, and even the fact that they are banned in 15 states, including New York and California, is not stopping them. Talking to organizers with Acorn Canada, there's a campaign in the waiting to try and update the provisional legislation we had won in Ontario, British Columbia, and elsewhere some years ago to update the regulations to meet the challenges of technology and the amount of lending going online in Canada as well. For a change, having the big data might be a help for poor working families rather than another bump in the road. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.